Hello and welcome to The Loop, your emerging cricket news bulletin for this Saturday the 16th of February. I'm Daniel Beswick. The Netherlands have gone 2 from 2 at the Oman Quadrangular T20 series, defeating the host by 8 wickets at Al Amarat. Put into bat by the Dutch, Oman made 4 for 166 from their 20 overs, with 50s from Jatinder Singh and Khurram Nawaz. Khurram's 58 from 34 balls included 6 fours and 3 sixes, with a 28 from 11 ball flurry from Nasim Kushi, lifting the Omani run rate to over 8 and over. Roloff van der Merwe's 2 for 14 from 4 overs prevented a score in excess of 180. The Netherlands were rather clinical in their reply, with Stefan Meyerberg and Tobias Vissé picking up where they left off on Wednesday, combining in an 80-run partnership before Vissé fell in the end of the 9th over for 44 off 24 balls. Meyerberg followed soon after as the second of T20 international debutant Sandeep Goode's wickets, though Ben Cooper and Ryan Tendiscarta settled any concerns with an unbeaten 78-run partnership to steer the Dutch to another victory. With an array of bowling and fielding tactics, Dutch captain Peter Saylor explained to Emerging Cricket his use of his 6 bowling options.
Yeah, now I've been captain for a year. I feel a lot more comfortable with the role. Obviously, it's been quite tough at the start to get to know the players from inside out, I suppose, on the field. But that's it's getting better by better. And I think it's mainly the communication with the players now that's going really well. And I think everyone is very clear on what their roles in the teams are. And I think that's it's been a very good thing. And for me personally, it's growing a lot better, which is, for me, being able to keep my head calm is one of the challenges, especially in the field, because obviously when you are bowling yourself, you know, you play that part, but you also need to play that part of the captain who needs to bowl the next over and so on. So that's been the main challenge, but it's getting better day by day.
Meanwhile, Dutch coach Ryan Campbell praised the work of his team, who are showing well-rounded depth in short-form cricket.
The changes we made today were another step towards us becoming a more flexible team and really extending our best 11 to our best 15, 16 or 17 players, which is what we need to make sure that Dutch cricket has the depth to go forward.
In the second game of the day, Scotland overcame early trouble against Ireland to claim their first win of the tournament. Sending Ireland into bat looked like the wrong decision as the Irish pair of Paul Sterling and Kevin O'Brien put over 100 on for the first wicket partnership, with both men passing 50. It was O'Brien's first T20 international 50, joining his Test century and 2 one-day international centuries. Though the left-arm orthodox of Mark Watt turned the match on its head, claiming the wickets of Sterling, O'Brien and Andy Balbirnie in a collapse of 3 for 15. Lorcan Tucker and Simi Singh fell in consecutive Safian Sharif deliveries soon after, with rearguard action from Shane Gethcarter and George Dockrell pushing the total to 180. Scotland raced out of the gates to be none for 81 at the end of their power play, with George Munsey and Carl Kurtzer pushing the score into 3 figures before Munsey was caught behind off the bowling of Gethcarter for an even 50 from 27 balls. Ahead in the game throughout the chase, Scotland reached the target of 181 with 6 wickets in hand and 9 balls to spare, with Callum McLeod and Craig Wallace finishing the job. Kurtzer told Emerging Cricket that defeating a full member pushes their own case to join the current 12.
Beating another full member is a massive thing for us, so that's a pretty solid performance from our guys. Obviously it goes a long way to showing that you know, in our, as you put it, quest to become a full member of our nation ourselves. So we've got many more games, or not many, I don't like to say we've got many because we don't have enough, but we've got some good cricket coming up in the summer, and you know, hopefully more wins against some full member nations is what we need to show and what we realistically need to do to keep pushing our case to become a full member. So to notch another one up is very good for us.
The Netherlands sit in first with their 2 wins, while Scotland currently sit ahead of Ireland on net run rate. Oman sit in fourth with 2 defeats. Sunday's matches will crown a winner in the tournament as Ireland take on the Netherlands, with Oman playing Scotland in the second match of the day. Finally, in other news, the Malaysian cabinet has declared the world-renowned Kinrara Oval remain in its current state, despite the Malaysian Cricket Association's lease expiring in October last year. The ground's fate had been uncertain for several months, with land of the Oval earmarked for potential commercial and residential redevelopment. To keep up with news from the emerging cricket world, make sure to follow Emerging Cricket on your favourite social media platform. For now, from me, enjoy the rest of your day wherever you are around the cricketing world.